Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Pran Kovind Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of appearance of Lord Rama. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, all greetings to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. First, I would like to hand over call to Suresham Prabhuji for brief introduction of Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Suresham Prabhuji, please accept my humble of senses always to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. I would like to hand over call to Braja. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Here is a brief introduction about Prabhuji. His Grace Pran Govind Prabhuji was born in Komila or Ampi Nagara in East Pakistan in the year 1962 and later shifted to Tripura, India. It was in 1971 when he saw Srila Prabhupada first time during a program. He decided to become a devotee. In 1977, he visited Mayapur for the first time and was initiated by Bhavananda Maharaj in 1979. From 1981 to 86, Prabhuji was working in Mayapur as a guest house manager. In 1986, during the 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya, he served as the first general manager in Mayapur, managing the Gaur Purnima festival. From 1980 to 89, Prabhuji served as a facilitator of prasadam and accommodations for GBC, sannyasis, devotees and life members. He also served as a life member, membership director and a fundraiser for Mayapur temple. In 1989, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj and His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj kindly took him with them to travel across Europe. They then brought him to America, where His Holiness Badri Narayan Maharaj and His Holiness Mukunda Goswami, who knew him from Mayapur, engaged him in cultivating congregation services in San Diego, California. Prabhuji took Vanaprastha in the year 2012. For many years, he has been serving the devotees in Alachua Temple every day. Prabhuji travels across various parts of America preaching the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Mataji, back to you, Mataji. You're on mute, Mataji.
Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Conference Call, Prabhuji. Happy Sri Rama Navami, Prabhuji. I would like to hand our call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, am I audible?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, thank you. So I'd like to sing for a few minutes and then we will discuss some topics.
Hare Krishna, Kamadik Mataji.
Raghupati Raghav Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Raghupati Raghav Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Sitaram Jaya Sitaram Sitaram Jaya Sitaram Sitaram Jaya Sitaram Raghupati Raghava Rajaram Patita Pavan Sitaram Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Gurudev 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev Lord Pramanande Hari Hari
Hare Krishna, dear devotees, Prabhus and mothers, please accept my obeisances. Glories to Prabhupada. I'm very grateful to be here with all of you. And I appreciate Bhakti Japa Sangha group organizer, facilitator, to engaging so many devotees, including fallen soul like me, to serve and purifying our hearts, my hearts, transforming our consciousness, and ultimately pleasing the Lord. So with that note, I made a small PowerPoint presentation. So I will not be able to address every slides because you all know Ramayana is like beyond imagination, how many pastimes and how much lesson to learn. But few points, few slides I will address more. But just to give an overview, because it's a Ram Navami, the day Lord Ram appeared, also got married. So many episodes took place on this day. So wonderful. So wonderful. So with that note, I'm going to just go to... can one person unmute and read this together? Maybe we can just sing the three lines. Prabhupada used to sing on Ram Navami. And then you can read the translation. Together.
Bitarashi dikshurane dikpati kamaniyam dasamukha mali bali kamaniyam kesabadrita ramasarina jaya jagadishahane Jaya Jagadish Hare Jaya Jagadish Hare Can someone please help me to read the translation?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. O Keshava, O Lord of the Universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of Ramachandra, all glories to you. In the Battle of Lanka, you destroyed the ten-headed demon Ravana and distributed his heads as a delightful offering to the presiding deities of the ten directions headed by Indra. This action was long desired by all of them, who were much harassed by this monster. Hare Krishna.
Very good. So Ramayana
has a very dynamic. You can actually see many angles to look at Ramayana or Lord Ramchandra's wonderful pastimes. Like, for an example, the monkeys, you know, they are children of the demigods. Generally, we don't see the monkeys as a children of demigods in this world, but those monkeys, they joined, they were. And Ayodhya was a topmost of Mahabaikuntha. Golok Vrindavan is another realm. Goloko namni nija dhamni talesu tasya devi mahesu haridhami suteshu teshu. Tete prabhava nichaya bhitascha jena govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So above devi dham, the material world, is viraja siddhaloka brahma jyoti. Then there is I call border, Kailas dham, Mahesh dham. Mahesh dham has a two level. And then above them is Haridham. And Haridham, in general, we call Vaikuntha. And above Haridham is Mahabaikuntha. Mahabaikuntha, where this Ayodhya. And above Mahabaikuntha is Golok Vrindavan. So in Ram Lila, okay. Above the I'm just thinking, okay. Sorry. So first of all, why Gauriyas are so much fascinated? I mean, when I say Gauriyas, means us, the follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Why we are so fascinated about Ramayana? Well, because Ramayana teaches us most important topics called Saranagati. That's not how the world sees, but we see. Ramayana teaches us Saranagati, how to surrender to Supreme Absolute Truth. And I found with the research that there are 18 primary themes in the Ramayana. And the Ramayana that we follow a lot are Sripada, Radhanath Swami and others also. Generally, that Ramayana with the, more than the Valmiki Ramayana, because it has a commentary of Shailipurna, his understanding of the Ramayana from Jomunacharya, his guru, one of the five gurus of Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya had five gurus, and one guru is Shailipurna. So Ramanujacharya had cousin Govinda. Govinda was a Shaivite, and Ramanuj requested Shailipurna to save him and bring him back to Vaishnavism. And every morning, Govinda picked flower for Shiva worship. And so Sri Shailipurna went there and began conversing with him. And he fell in love. Now, why did he fell in love with Ramayana and want to become Vaishnava? Because of the surrendering process. And it made so much conviction with him. So seeing this, when Ramanujacharya himself came to see his one of his guru, Shailipurna. Shailipurna came down himself to greet him. Ramanujacharya says, you could have sent somebody to greet me. Why you have personally came? He says, no, the definition of surrender is not that. So then he explained what is definition of surrender. There is nothing in the heart but devotion to God. God means four entity together. Supreme Absolute Truth, his pastimes, his eternal associates, Abham Prabhu Priyanam Cha Dhamnas Cha Sama, and his holy places, holy dham, and his holy dham. So these four, and then he explains that how one surrender like that was very attractive. So these slides, I made just to give that every time we have incarnation appears for very special reason. Special reason in a sense, today I'm going to discuss maybe not exactly the way you were expecting, but I'm going to discuss something that we Gauriya, some of our Acharya focus so much, Vaishnava, the Ramayana. So I'm going to discuss that the reason for Lord Ramchandra appeared, actually it has a similar reason why Krishna appeared or Balaram appears or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. And these are the few reasons. So I would like somebody to read this sloka and the translation if possible. Please. Yes, Prabhu.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhu. प्रेमरसा निर्यास करिते आस्वादना राधा मार्गा भक्ति लोका करिते प्रचारना रसिक शेखर कृष्ण परम करुणा ए दुई हेतु हैते इच्छार उद्गमा. सो ट्रांसलेशन, द लॉर्ड्स डिजायर टू अपियर वाज बोर्न फ्रॉम टू रीजंस. ही वांटेड टू टेस्ट द स्वीट एसेंस ऑफ द मिलोस ऑफ लव ऑफ गॉड. And he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. Thus, he is known as supremely jubilant and as the most merciful of all. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Thank you. So, I'm going to give a little explanation about how Lord Ram's appearance idea came. So I'll bring it back. Hold on a second. Okay. Originally, Srila Prabhupada explains that Lord in Vaikuntha, he was enjoying life with his associate, Lakshmi Devi's massaging, devotees are fanning. But there is a difference, mellows, not necessarily fully facilitated in Vaikuntha. Like for an example, fighting with the opponent. When in Golok Vrindavan, Krishna can, he fights with the coward boys every day. But that's different. But in Vaikuntha, we don't have that. So you all, I'm sure, aware why Lord Narayan sent to Joy Bijoy, in a sense that Joy Bijoy also, not that Joy Bijoy was sent, Joy Bijoy actually also felt what is the value of life if we cannot give a fight to the Lord. So, but we cannot have a fight in Vaikuntha, so they agreed to go down. And so they, the whole episode created that how four Kumara came and they cursed them. But that's not the main purpose. Purpose was that Lord wanted to enjoy that fight. So the whole episode took care. And Narayan, of course, in Golok Vrindavan, you don't commit offense in spiritual world. But there can be offense, but you don't suffer for it because Lord himself is the responsible for everything happens because they are all surrender soul. But in material world, we are responsible for every little things that we do. So with that note, I just want to go that when Lord came as Nrisimhadev to kill Hiranyakashipu, and after killing Hiranyakashipu, you know that nobody could pacify the Lord. Even Brahmaji could not do it. His prayers Lord heard it, but it did not appeal to appease his heart. And Lakshmi Devi was scared to come nearby because she used to massage the Lord in Vaikuntha. And one day she was laughing within her. And Lord asked, "Why are you laughing?" And she said, "Your lotus feet are so attractive, so soft, so wonderful to touch it. I want to just hold it eternally on my chest. But I heard rumors that you fight with the demons. I don't understand how these lotus feet can actually hurt a hard-hearted demon atheist. It's like a beyond my..." So, of course, just to please her also, I mean, to all of them, to demigods, to everybody. Of course, ultimately, Prahlad Maharaj. So anyway, Nrisimhadev appeared. So Nrisimhadev appeared. Nobody could give him comfort, solace, until Prahlad Maharaj came in front and Brahmaji, everybody pushed him, "Please go and pacify Lord." So as Prahlad Maharaj came and finally he was lifted up to sit on the lap and Lord was relishing. In their conversation, Lord revealed that you are not fearless. And Prahlad Maharaj said, "Why should I be fearless? You are my father. You are my protector. You may have a different form, different outfit. That doesn't mean I should be afraid. You have so much love for and affection and care and protection for your devotees. How can I should be afraid?" So Prahlad was fearlessly sitting on the lap. Some paintings I also saw in Google. It's very nice. And Nrisimhadev instantly fell in love. That what an affection he feels, so intimate with me. It's like he feels so secure, so lovable. Can I experience this? So this is the origin of the greed. It's found also in the heart of the Lord. Lord also a supreme person, means he has a personality. He has a relationship. He has a preference. He has an emotion. Just like we do, origin is with the Lord. So Lord decided, "I want to experience like Prahlad. I want to have parents." So Srila Gauragovinda Maharaj also mentioned in his lecture, and I was also doing some research, very interesting, that from that incarnation, all the incarnation had a parents. And before Nrisimhadev, no incarnation had a parents. Matsya, Kurma, you can go on, Varaha, they never had a parents. Nrisimhadev, and then after everybody. Why? Because the Lord wants to, it's his desire to experience. That's how the incarnation manifests. The whole episode took place. So I'll jump into that. He wanted to experience. So the next pastime he came as Lord Ram. Lord Ram also developed that greed. Now, as a Ram, Lord Ram, he released the Vatsala Ras from King Dasharath and Mother Kausalya, Sumitra, Kaiki. But something was not complete. Like, for an example, while he was reciprocating with Sakya Ras, with Vibhishan and Sugriv, our Lord Ram's friend. This means there is a sukkaras, friendly affection in the pastimes of Lord Ram. But there are two types of sukkaras, sambram and vishramba. And in Nectar of Devotion explained, sambram means friendship with awe and reverence, and vishramba means friendship as equals. Without awe and reverence, in Ramlila, there is no question of equality. His friends, Sugriv, Vibhishan cannot climb onto his shoulder. I hope you never heard such story. But in Vrindavan Krishna, yes, they do. Krishna eats with the left hand. Sometime he eats while walking. And Brahmaji got bewildered. How can he be my father? He's walking. This is not a Vedic, in Vedic culture. Of course, God is above rules and regulations, but still Krishna follows. But in Vrindavan, Krishna is a difference, dynamic pastimes. It bewilders everyone, all the awe and reverence or aishwaryagata conception get bewildered. When Brahmaji was looking at Krishna, that he's not only walking, he's holding the food on his left hand and he's eating sometime and he's looking for, where are the cows? Where are the cows? What am I going to tell my parents? What is going to happen when we go back that we lost the cows? And he started worried. And he's walking, eating with the left hand. Brahmaji got bewildered. And then, of course, later on, he got more bewildered when Krishna was sitting right across Madhumangal. And Madhumangal, he's a son of Brahmana, and he having a big buttermilk pot. And Krishna's mother, Yashoda, gave a small cup that day. So Krishna says, I finished my buttermilk. I want some more buttermilk. Madhumangal, share with me. Madhumangal say, you are a Vaishya. I am a Brahmana. We don't share. You know, there is a caste system. Of course, there is no caste system, but this is how the rasa they play. And Brahmaji is listening this. And Brahmaji is thinking, this is weird. Why are they talking to him if he's a god? Then Krishna, out of fear that Krishna will take the buttermilk, then the Madhumangal took the whole buttermilk in his mouth, and he's a chubby already. And he has a chubby cheek. And now the cheek, he cannot swallow the whole thing. And Krishna pushed the cheek and take the entire buttermilk to his mouth. Brahmaji said, this is impossible. This is not my father, Supreme Lord Narayan. Of course, that was his illusion. He thought he was putting illusion in Krishna and Vrindavan. Then later on, you know the episode, but today we're not discussing that pastime. But just to bring that, Krishna wants to taste that very intimate and anything, because Krishna subordinate himself from his supremacy. He subordinate himself to the devotee's love for unrestricted and unlimited love. Unrestricted. You cannot say Krishna cannot enjoy like this. Absolutely, you cannot say. There is no such thing. He will enjoy every way anybody can imagine. It's all there. This is what Krishna is. So Lord Ram, in Ram Lila, his friends Sugriv and Bibhishan cannot climb onto his shoulder or snatch food from his mouth. You know, when Lord Ram came, was coming on the way from, I'm just going to jump back and forth, just bear with me, in the airplane after coronating Bibhishan as a future king, killing the Ravanas, and of course union with the Sita Devi, and then they are in the Pushpa Viman, the airplane made of flower. And on the way, Mother Sita was so kind, so kind. Lord Ram was giving a sightseeing that after she was kidnapped, what did Ram do? So Ram is showing him, I went to this hill, that mountain. I went to Bharadvaj Muni's place. I went to different mountain, different sages' place. And he was showing from the airplane. That one point he said, this is the place where all the airplane was also filled with the monkeys, because they all helped. And Lord Ram revived the dead monkeys to alive. because Ravan's people, they killed also some monkeys, but none of them, they all got alive and they're all vibrant now, spiritualized with this devotional service to Lord Ram. Then Sita Devi says, oh, this is a beautiful mountain. And you say, yeah, this is Kiskindha. And Sita Devi says, I see a lot of monkeys. I can see from there, here, from up, that there are still a lot of monkeys. You say, oh, these are the family, children and wives. And Ram was expressing, but these are the real soldiers who helped us. Sita Devi looked at Ram. That's not fair. They sacrificed their husband, sons to help you, and they are going to stay as a monkey in there, not as our associate, and you just pick them because they, but if they did not support, how they would come and join? You should give this, your shelter, to all the relative and friends of those monkeys. So airplane had to come down to Kiskindha and picked up all these millions of the monkey wives and monkey children. So that was very nice, very kind, Mother Sita did. So anyway, back to this story, that when Ram landing, and it was beautiful, I'm sure you all heard it. I'm going to just give you some short story just to come up to this point where Ram avatar is descended from spiritual realm. That Lord Ram noticed that the monkey behavior was little bit can be annoying. So he asked the Hanumanji that have a training, because you are the emblem of Dasharas. You know how to serve and you pleased me always. Can you train all the monkeys? He said, sure. So they had a big warehouse where the training will be done, Prasadam Hall and everything. And so Hanumanji would teach them. Like, for an example, funny story, like I give you one. Like all the monkeys sat down and they're about to eat the Prasadam. So the Hanumanji is showing, okay, you hold the garbanja bean like this. You don't just snatch and eat. No, you have to be civilized, because we are Ram Sena, you know, Ram Duts. So we have to behave like devotees. You all are devotee and you're following me. So you hold the garbanja bean and then you think of Lord Ram. Thank you for giving this mercy. Just like we chant Mahaprasade Govinde Namo Brahmane Pish. So I said, you do like this and you think of Ram. But then what happened? The garbanja bean was squeezed a little hard and the garbanji slips out. I'm sure some of you experienced that. The covering was on Hanumanji's finger, in between finger. And garbanja bean went out. Then Hanumanji told, chanted Ram. He wanted to catch. Anything he does, he always chant Ram. So he catch that Jai Shri Ram, and then he put in mouth. So all the monkeys, they thought that's how you eat garbanja bean. But it was a mistake of Hanumanji. But anyway, that became a kind of a rituals. So all the monkeys are holding and squeezing a little bit the chickpea, you know, garbanja bean coming out between two fingers, and Jai Shri Ram, and eating. And all these millions of monkeys are chanting Jai Shri Ram, and it's difficult to stop once this kirtan goes on. So Lord Ram came out and he says, what's going on in the training centers? Everybody is calling me. So Lord Ram came and said, everybody is joyfully honoring Prasadam. But one thing they did mistake. They did not respect or offer a special prasad to their guru, Hanumanji. Now Hanumanji is a trainer. What did we sing? Chatur Vidha Sri Bhagavat Prasadam Sadhana Triptan Hari Bhakta Sangan Kitaiva Teptim Bhajata Sadaiva Bande Guru Sri Charanarvindam. Every day we sing. What does that mean? that Guru, he makes, prepare this food, offer to Krishna, and he served the devotees, and he also honored prasadam together. This is what we sing. And I hope you all see Iskon Gurus, they do. So Lord Ram felt, well, I need to give him some my association. So he told Hanumanji, come and sit down with me and take prasadam. Oh, Prabhu, please, you honor and I'll take after. He said, no, Hanumanji, I want to see it. You trained very well, all the monkeys, they're honoring prasadam. Now you come and sit with me. I'm going to eat. He said, okay, Prabhu, I'll serve you. He said, no, I want you to sit. So Hanumanji, what can he do? He sat right across. So they brought the plate, a big plate on a big leaf, giant leaf. It's filled with all the prasadam. Now Lord Ram made Hanumanji sit right across. Hanumanji said, my Lord, I cannot eat like this in front of you. I'm a servant. Please consider me. I'm a servant. Hanumanji, I want you to sit down there. I said, okay, my Lord, but now take the prasad from your own plate. My Lord, this is your plate. I said, Hanumanji, I want you to honor. You follow my instruction. But Hanumanji started crying. Then Lord Ram, with his thumb, he made a little line in the middle. Okay, this side is yours, this side is mine. Now you eat your side. So since that time, the banana leaf, if you look at the banana leaf, there is a middle, there is a line that holding the leaf is actually created by Lord Ram's thumb. So, but still Hanumanji could not. He was like so hesitating, barely he could eat. He's uncomfortable because he cannot imagine to eat on the same plate and same time, even though there is a division now. It was a torture. But Ram felt he could not get the intimate feeling, association with his Sakkaras or even with Daishya. Like in Vrindavan, okay. Raktaka Patraka Prabhupada writes that who carries the letter? What is the letter? Krishna in separation, he says, Ra, he fainted. He didn't even finish the Dha, Radha. That's all the letter is, but all the moods already gone. Who is carrying this? You could, if you look at in Nectar of Instruction, text 8, you'll see Prabhupada put their name, Raktaka Patraka. Patraka means he carries the letter. And on the way, because he's carrying the letter, Ra, it has so much feeling, even the carrier also feel emotion and faint. Finally, it reaches to the other side. Now, that is Daishya. But how can Daishya be? You may say, the Priya Norma Saka, but Vrindavan, everything is for Radha Krishna's union, Radha Krishna's pleasure. So all the rasas in that sense, even the trees, even the vines, sand, everything. So back to this. So Vishvamba Sakka is not like this. Vishvamba Sakka, there is such a love and affection that the friend thinks themselves equal with the Lord. There is no question of awe and reverence. In Krishna Lila, you will find this Vishvamba Sakka. So that's what Ram was missing. So he had to come as there. So back to this, that in a short, and it continues to conjugal in Krishna Lila. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who actually gives the full description of all the Lilas. So Ram Lila is in the middle of our Gauriya Bhashan. Now I'm going to go to the next slide. Let's see where we are. Oh, Krishna, back to Zim. Is that visible?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. So you know now that Lord appears, this is in Chaitanya Bhagavat, explains that how from Golok Vrindavan, that slowly, slowly they come down. Who? The Vasudev. Vasudev Krishna in Vrindavan is Krishna. The all four quadruple is there. And then in Dwarka, Mathura, then Dwarka, then Ayodhya. So here it says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself explained this. Je rupe puddhumna aniruddha sankarsan, sei rupe lakshman bharat satrugna. So these four brothers, Ram Lakshman Bharat Satrugna, is none other than Vasudev Sankarsan Pradyumna Aniruddha. Okay, this is a famous verse of Lord Ram Katha. Can someone please read this?
Purusa Rama Charitam Sravanar Upadarayan Anar Samsya Parorajan Karma Bandar Vimushate.
Karma Bande, yes.
Karma Bandar Vimushate. Haribo. O King Paritsit, anyone who orally receives the narrations concerning the characteristics of Lord Ramachandra's pastimes will ultimately be freed from the disease of envy and thus be liberated from the bondage of fruitive activities.
Now, when we think of Ram Lila, we come more close than that. What is that? That we always see through how Mahaprabhu saw Ram Lila. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he predicted as Ram for his Sannyas Lila in Kali Yuga right now. Mahaprabhu predicted this in his previous incarnation as a Ramchandra. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave a whole description that one time he came to Navadvip as Ram and Sita. Now you all know 14 years they were in the forest, but 14 years was not kidnapped by Ravana, only last year, 1 year. 13 years, because... So 13 years, of course, in Vaikuntha, the Lakshmi Devi was expressing also very affectionate to the Lord. And she tried to express, my Lord, can we go somewhere like a private, like nobody else is there, just between you and me? You can speak to me now, here. He said, no, Prabhu, every time I try to talk, this snake, Sankarsan, is always paying attention. He wants to hear everything. So I don't have really privacy. All the devotees are always around. I really don't. So then Lord agreed. When I come as a Ram, we'll run away from the palace and we'll be in the forest, just you and me, and we'll be like very private. So for 13 years, generally we don't discuss so much of 13 years. We only talk about last 1 year out of 14. The whole episode took place. Ravana kidnapped, Jata, I mean, one by one, so many pastimes took place. But those 13 years, there was a lot of intimate associate. When in Bharat was canvassing night before, I'm jumping to that just to establish this point. And he was trying to convince everybody, because next day will be the court date where Ram will be one side and Bharat and the Ayodhyavasi will be another side and King Janaka is the judge. That time in the canvassing, Bharat came to Mother Sunayana, the mother of Sita Devi. Said, Mother Sunayana, you gave your daughter to my brother, Lord Ram, to live in a palace. She was raised by you with all these thousands of maid servants. She never suffered. Now in the forest, she's walking bare feet. You're probably getting so much hurt in you, so much pain in your heart. Tomorrow, but tonight, you can talk to your husband. He's the judge. So please tell him to order Ram to go back Ayodhya. Mother Sunayana told Bharat, come here, Bharat. Do you know us? Do you know my husband, King Janaka? Do you know me? You don't know. I know your brother, Sri Ram, married our daughter, but you don't know us. We know who Ram and Sita is. They are Lakshmi Narayan. They never suffer. Bharat thought, my canvassing is not working. He was like trying to get favor. He said, my husband, he knows everything about Lord's pastimes. That's why in Ramayana or anywhere, you will never hear the Sita Devi's parents complaining or depressed or expressing, why Sita is suffering, why Sita got kidnapped. They know, they have complete knowledge. It is not a suffering, it is a relishing. But while they are performing this Leela, it's also benefiting us. So we have to also raise ourselves. We have to go in a two angle. One side is the Lord, there is no material suffering. There is a separation feeling has to be experienced. That's what he wants and he got it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed this, that to Mother Vishnupriya, one day they went out in Madhuram Deep and he narrated, as a Ram, he came here and he said to Vishnupriya, you remember, I mentioned to you that in my next incarnation, I'll come in a golden form and you will come, your name will be Vishnupriya and Mother Kausalya will become Mother Sachimata. And next incarnation, I'll take sannyas. Then Ram said to her, I'll take sannyas because in this incarnation, we will enter both into the forest. We have entered. And when I am Ram, you are Sita, I'll be running after in separation, looking for you. So in the next incarnation, when I come, you will be running after me. You will be crying and crying and crying. And I will have the golden form. Now you have the golden form. I have a Nava Durbadalasham. Lord Ram's color is Nava means newly grown. Durbadalasham. Durbadalasham is like a one. If you cover a place on the land with some hard covering, and after some time you come back and you see the grass grown there, it's like a little yellow green. Not green, yellow green. That is called Nava Durbadalasham. That's the color. So then Lord Chaitanya, Ram expressed this, that I'll be running in separation after your golden form. Where is Sita? But in next incarnation, I'll get my own back. I'll be in golden form. I'll enter in the forest. And you will come running after me, crying in separation. Now, question is, what do we learn from this? Madhulila 3.2.11, very nice verse. I memorized, try to. Tare pradakshina kari karila gaman ethe acharjar ghare utila krandan. When everything was arranged, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu circumambulated his mother and then started for Jagannath Puri. In this house, Advaita Acharya here, arose tumultuous crying. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was crying for Krishna in Santipur, then seeing this, all the atheist impersonalists who did not recognize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they also started crying. It was so contagious. Millions and millions of people purified just by crying for Krishna. But they were crying for Lord Chaitanya because they heard the news from Nityananda Prabhu that Supreme Absolute Truth appeared in their village. But after he took sannyas, he will never come back. They know that place you take sannyas, you never come back. That was horrified. Even the atheist thought, if it was true, the God appeared, He was one of us and we never recognized. Now he left. So they regretted. This way Mahaprabhu purified. So on Ram Navami, we should learn how to cry for the Lord. This is important. The next. Okay. Why it goes back? Okay. Ratnakar Das. Very interesting. And you all familiar, I hope so, that compiler of Ramayana is Valmiki. But where he comes from? Very interesting. Very interesting in a sense that Narada Muni is such a great. He turned a biggest ruffian, mafia. I don't know the translation of Dasyu. He's not a demon. He used to even kill Brahmanas, but he would not destroy the thread, someone mentioned. But he used to kill anybody who would go by that route if he didn't get everything they had. So he was a well-known Dasyu. Dasyu means like a ruffian, mafia type of. And Narad Muni, when he was passing by, he was thinking, very interesting. It's relevant to us how, that how pure devotee, even right now in ISKCON society, there's so many pure soul that when they travel amongst us, what they think and how it's actually acting. So Narad Muni was passing by and he thought, I want to see how the holy name actually purify a horrible conditioned soul. So what did he do? Narad Muni, literally, he became a saint. Ratnakar Dasyu became a saint, if you think. But if you look at the process that it went, it's such a convincing that, yes, there is a hope for all of us. Definitely, we all become best lover of Krishna. So what did he do? Very interesting. That Narada planned to benefit this mafia. This is the first point. When Nityananda Prabhu mentioned to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I wonder how are you going to deliver this Jagai Madai? What did Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu? They are already delivered. Nityananda Prabhu said, they just chased us today. Me and Haridas was almost at their hand to be killed. How can you say they already delivered? Mahaprabhu gave a very nice confidential word. He says, they will be delivered because you are thinking to deliver them. When a pure devotee think of delivering a soul, Krishna already delivered that soul. Question is time. Krishna already has the result. The moment Guru think of delivering, Krishna also said, okay, he's delivered. But he has to finish his sadhana. He has to keep on chanting and following these rules, regulation. One life, two life, it depends on each individual, us. So it's very interesting. So Narad Muni thought, I will see. And the holy name also said, yes, he will be delivered because he wanted him to deliver. But of course, it took 60,000 years meditation for Valmiki because he could not even pronounce the name. But also it is the age, 60,000 years in early Treta Satya Yuga is equal 60 years in Kali Yuga. So don't feel like, oh gosh, I have to do 60,000 years. No. If you just do this life, good sadhana, that's all. It's enough. Prabhupada says in 10,000 years of prachetas are equal to 10,000 years underwater. He said 10 years in Ishkan. It's like, wow. Okay, this is how the calculation came. This, the painting, I mean, the picture doesn't look really, he's a monster, but he was a monster in a sense. Narada thought this person is the most notorious, heinous dacoit I have never seen. Narada Muni said like this, I have never seen. Let me experiment with him to see the potency of the holy name. And I shall ask him to chant the holy name of Ram. And he tried. But Valmiki could not pronounce the holy name of Ram. Then Narada told him to chant Mara, Mara, opposite to Ram. Opposite to pure name is offensive name. So we may be thinking like this, but still, very interesting point in this here. That Narada told him that don't worry, keep on chanting. Now, what made him to become a Mahabhagavat, pure devotee? Even though he was not pronouncing properly, whose name he was pronouncing? It was the potency transmitted from Narada's heart, two potency, Sambit and Ladini. The relationship and feeling and nourishment already transmitted from Narada Muni's heart and to Ratnakodasu's heart. When it will manifest, the moment his chanting is purified. But that potency, in seventh chapter, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this in South India, and Prabhupada made a very nice point. Said this potency, katakkan rahi prabhu tariya lingya vidai karila tari sakti sancharila. This knowledge potency and ecstasy potency has to transmit. This is what initiation boils down to. What is initiation? What is diksha? What do you need diksha for? Mantra is not alive until initiation take place. The devotee who has that relationship and feeling, with that attitude, devotional attitude, that pure devotee who is serving Krishna internally and externally, igniting life in the mantra, then it becomes name. Name is not an alphabet. Name is not a word. Name is a life. God alive. In that mantra, it's called name, holy, holy now. So when Valmiki, Dasu, he got it, it's already that the transmission took place, but he had to purify his access. That access is called consciousness. So this is a shorter way to see how most abominable personality by the Guru's blessing and the holy name can transform to a person where the before Lord Ram appeared, the entire pastime in the spiritual world that was planned by the Lord revealed in his heart and he wrote it. And what's the extraordinary potency? That he can transmit to his disciple, Lav Kush, the other two disciples, who learned in his ashram to grow up with that. Let's see the next. There's so much information, these are all. But just to give you some idea, just to refresh that how wonderful. Okay, this is a wonderful, just a small lesson to learn. This is Vishwamitra. Now, Vishwamitra, I mean, there are a few stories, but I'll just give one pastimes. That when Vishwamitra came and Vishwamitra asked Dasharath. Of course, there was a welcome. You know, the King Dasharath was the best king. He was very well trained by Guru Vaishishtha from early age, how to respect the sadhus. And when Vishwamitra came, Vaishishtha introduced, this is Vishwamitra. Whenever sadhu comes, you welcome. First thing, I hope you all know, whenever we see another devotee, it's not like a sadhu is, in other ages, maybe they have a big beard and a dreadlock or whatever, you know, matted hair. But nowadays, sadhus are in a form of Vaishnava tilak and neck beads and chant Hare Krishna. It's very simple. First thing we do, express your happiness seeing the other person. Even if I am going through nightmare, whatever. But express. Welcoming, receiving sadhu has to have a nice training. First thing, you smile. Express that you feel happy to see that devotee. One of the six offenses against the devotee is this. There is 10 offenses of the holy name, but first offense has a 6 offenses. Vaishnavanam na abhinandati. Vaishnavanam na abhinandati means seeing Vaishnava, I'm not happy. No, we should be happy. Even if I don't feel, and believe or not, I was faking. I'm still faking probably, but it become normal now. You see a devotee, you smile. You feel like happy. It is a good sign. Because that's what he says. Vaishnavanam na abhinandati. When you see a Vaishnava, you don't feel anandi means happiness. You don't feel happy. No, you express, practice it. And it becomes. It is very joyful because you will never commit offense anymore. It's become normal. And the other person also feel happy. So Vishwamitra was very happy seeing it, but he has his mission. Just like we have mission. Prabhupada had a mission. He said he has a mission to fulfill the vision. So King Dasharath loves his children so much, all the 4 boys. But he loves Ram little more than others. That is natural because he's the oldest. Every father can relate to that in Vedic culture. But also, Ram had an extra special quality, attractiveness. His beauty, his dealings, character was super attractive. So King Dasharath was so much in love with all the 4 boys, especially for Ram. So Vishwamitra came and I tell you the story here, where I got this from. This is Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balaram. Nityananda Prabhu used to play this Ram Lila. And, you know, Vasudev and Devaki, when Krishna appeared in the jail, same night, Krishna left, and they were deprived for 11 and a half years of Vatsalya Ras. Now that 11 and a half years was fulfilled as Nityananda Prabhu with Harai Pandit and Mother Padmavati. So that gap was filled up. Now they raised. But then the rest they did not pray. So Nityananda Prabhu left. But before that night what happened is this same story. That one sannyasi came and he was very well taken care of by Harai Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu's parents. And the Harikatha went so late at night. But everybody was drowned into ecstasy in Krishna Katha. Then at night, the sannyasi said, I'm going to leave early morning tomorrow. He said, okay, but we want to serve you. Please ask for something so we can satisfy you. He said, you really want to please me? He said, yes. I don't have anybody to carry my stuff. when I go alone from holy place to holy place. So give your son. I was like a thunderstruck. But they were thinking about King Dasharath with Vishwamitra. That's where these stories are. So Dasharath, he was so much in love with Ram. So Vishwamitra, he was not buzzing, you know. When he welcomed, Dasharath welcomed him and everything. He said, King Dasharath, I have come for a mission. He said, yes, I'm ready to fulfill. He said, I have so many dangerous in my jagna pit where I'm doing this jagna. It's very deadly. I cannot, even though Prabhupada said Vishwamitra was so powerful that he could actually destroy all those rakshasa just by saying you all die because he was so powerful. But he is acting as a brahmana. He didn't want to act as a kshatriya. But Dasharath, Ram, they are kshatriya. Kshatriya's first duty is to protect the brahmanas. Of course, five entity, but begin with the brahmana. Brahmana, elderly, matajis, children, and sick people, animals. These five entity has to be always protected by the brahmana, the kshatriyas. So anyway, Dasharath says, yes, I'm ready. He said, no, I want your two sons, Ram and Lakshman. Dasharath is like a fell like a, you know, shocked, or you can say thunderstruck in his heart. He said, how can I ever separate from Ram? It's not possible. I did not come here to negotiate. I want them now. Okay, I'm coming. So he went there and he was emotional, but finally he gave. When he gave, these two boys, Vishwamitra, took them and he started walking. As he was coming, there was a road had a split. One takes to his ashram, it takes 3 days to go there. And from this junction, if he takes the other route, which is deadly danger, because it's the residence of all the rakshasas. They literally eat the men. They want to eat the sages. I mean, there's so many horrible stories because all are not powerful like Vishwamitra. So some sages being eaten by the rakshasas. So then Vishwamitra says, okay, this is a shortcut road. It will take only a few hours. But there is a deadly danger of those rakshasas. And this is a long road, but it takes 3 days. Which road should we take? And these two boys answered, why trouble? We can go Gurudev that route. He said, come with me. He came back to the palace. He was furious. Dasharath, you have cheated me. And immediately Guru Vaishishtha, he's the family guru, he came. He said, what happened? He tried to cheat me. So immediately Vaishishtha went. Dasharath, what did you do? Did you give Ram and Lakshman? He said, no, I could not. I gave Bharat and Shatrughna. No, don't do this. You cannot cheat Vishwamitra. No, you should not cheat any sadhus. Bring Ram and Lakshman. Dasharath started crying. He said, don't worry. I give you promise. Every time you serve a devotee, every time you serve a sadhu, ultimate outcome is very good, beyond your imagination. Serving devotee is always good, but you may not see it immediate. But of course, Dasharath believes that, but difficult to separate. So finally he brings in Ram and Lakshman. And Vishwamitra, don't say anything, thank you or anything. He's very angry because no cheating is. So he comes, goes on that road where the split takes place. As soon as he comes to that place, then he asks these two boys again the same question. So now to go to my place, this both road will take us. But this is very shortcut. Nobody goes there. because it's the residence of all the Rakshasas. They're man-eater. They literally eat. But this route takes 3 days. Which route should we take? That time the Ram. Now, what happened? The four boys, they all look same, beautiful, attractive. That's why it was confusing. Ram says, Gurudev, whatever you want, I'm ready to carry on the duty. Well, then I'll teach you a mantra that by reciting the mantra, you can kill those Rakshas and then we can go through. Yes, Gurudev. Then Vishwamitra smiled. He said, this is Ram. That's how he talks. That's how Kshatriya leaders are supposed to talk. To protect, not like a escaping from fight, which Bharat and Shatrughna, they are also good fighters, but it was not. So key point is that we have to be very careful ourselves, not to make a story or, I could not, I'm sorry, no excuse. Just do it, even at the difficult. Okay, with that story, and you know this, the whole episode took place of Ram breaking the Haradhanu and married to Sita. But maybe I'll tell a little story about this. It's very interesting because all these slides has a wonderful story. Mother Radha, do we have some time? I already went over. Just. Yes?
Yes, Babaji.
Okay. So here, it's interesting that when Mother Sunayana, the mother of Sita Devi was generally in the assembly of Kshatriya, unless the very powerful Matajis, Kshatriya mother or queen or princess, they talk boldly. Otherwise, generally, the women don't talk in the big assembly of Kshatriyas. Now, on that wedding, you know that previously, if I can go back. No, sorry. I missed this slide. Mother Sunayana, the mother of Sita Devi, she came out. She said, generally in Vedic culture, you don't criticize your husband, especially in the Kshatriya race. She said, it is a shameful that you all are here, 10,000 Surya Bangsa dynasty, Sun dynasty, powerful Kshatriyas, but none of you are powerful to lift this Haradhanu. My husband, he put such a high bar that none, no Sun dynasty descendant can cross. I love this boy. I heard about just now about King Dasharatha's son. He's also just arrived, but he's a little young, very attractive boy. I wish. But all big warrior failed. What he can do, he's just a young boy. Of course, Lakshman could not take it. He said, oh mother, please do not insult the Surya Bangsa, the Sun dynasty descendant. We are extremely powerful. My brother is the origin of all power. And he gave a beautiful speech, even though they're just a young, handsome, very attractive boy. He's not like a big macho muscle or anything, but just a very attractive, handsome. He said, what to talk about, brother? Even I can break this bow like anything, millions of bow. Why only this bow? So then everybody started talking, what is this young boy talking like this? Who is this? Then the, of course, rumor spread, oh, he's a Dasharatha, Maharaj Dasharatha's son, these two boys. They are with traveling with Vishwamitra. He's training them, showing them the outskirt. So then Vishwamitra looked at Ram, and Ram did not say anything. Vishwamitra smiled. Of course, night before, the evening before, Vishwamitra came and stayed in that guest house. It was the first time that Ram broke his chastity. First time he broke his chastity. In a sense, that early morning, they generally, did I make this slide? That they generally massage their guru, put him sleep. Yeah, actually, many slides back, if you go back, that's how they used to serve. They massage Gurudev's feet to Vishwamitra, both Ram and Lakshman. And then they, when Guru goes to sleep, they would go to sleep. And they have to wake up before Guru wakes up. So because they are like disciples. So they're very loyal and they're very good. There's so many beautiful pastimes. But one pastime I'll say, just on that day, that the day will be coronation. So that day, Guru said, Ram, go outside, find some flower. So they are staying in Janak Maharaj's garden, has a guest house, and it's a beautiful garden. So Ram went to pluck some flower, and Sita Devi also, Janaki Devi, also used to pluck flower for her puja. That day she's very exciting. She told all her friends, I'm going to pluck some best flower today because it's my day, the pinnacle, you know, of the bride's ultimate imagination of getting married to a most handsome, most attractive person. And today is the day. She said, I want to worship my Ishtadev first, so I'm going to pluck flower. Happened to be same garden. And Lord Ram never looked at any Mataji's ever. He looked at their feet, young girls, and of course, the mother, he touches the feet like this. He had a always perfect etiquette. But that day, while he was plucking flower, he looked at straight like this. There's another girl, a little far. And they looked at each other. And Sita also got stuck. Who is this handsome boy? And it took almost like some time. Then when Vishwamitra told Lakshman, where are the flowers? Lakshman said, brother. And he realized that, of course, Lakshman didn't see it, but then Ram realized, oh my God, what am I doing? I'm looking at the girl and she's so attractive, and Ram felt a little uncomfortable. But still, he restrained. So then that morning, of course, in this beautiful sabha, where the groom will be tested, that Ram got the blessing from Vishwamitra, and as you know, he pulled the string. And then, of course, Parashuram appeared. So I'll just jump to that when Parashuram appeared, everybody was frightened. Now, all these 10,000 warriors, they're Surya Vamsa, they are out of fear, like stepping back from their sitting. They are all watching. Who is going to win this most attractive girl, Princess Sita? But they were so frightened when Parashuram appeared because they know his power, how 21 times brutally destroyed illegal practitioner of Kshatriya Dharma. He did not kill a good Kshatriya. He killed all the bad Kshatriya because the world was facing like this. Because this is like an abuse. You're holding a position, you're acting in a wrong way. So he had to do it. But when he appeared, everybody got frightened and everybody left. Even Ravana was trying to find out who does this. Because one time Radha Govinda Maharaj mentioned that even Ravana, night before he came and he wanted to see that what is the test. If it is given by Shiva, how can it be unconquerable so much? I can try. But when it came to try, and he could not lift up, but his finger got stuck. And this 10,000, all the Sun dynasty, they are who are imagining next day, tomorrow will be the day. Maybe I'll win. Everybody is thinking, out of all 10,000, everybody is thinking I'll be the winner or something. When they saw that Ravana, her finger got stuck, they had to like lift up little bit of this Haradhanu. So you can imagine how heavy it is for Ravana to get the finger out and flee away. He did not want to be there, visible, because it was like the biggest shame. So then it was interesting how Lakshmana came forward and he said, why you are bragging about who broke this bow? When I was a little boy, my brother, he can break as many millions bow. What's the big deal about breaking one bow? And Parashuram looking at this young boy, how dare he talks to me? Does he know who I am? So then Parashuram asked King Janaka, Janakraj, tell me right now who did it. If you don't tell me, I'll destroy your kingdom. So King Janaka is so scared, and he's also still have a doubt of Ram's capability, divinity. So he was like doubting what will happen. If I tell him the name, he'll probably destroy these two boys. Now my wife will be, my princess will be widow for the rest. So his brain is going like this, and Mother Sunayana like about to tell, but she was like resisting, everybody else keeping her. But Lakshman burst out. He says, do not show your power in front of my brother. He is the embodiment of all power. Purushanam is thinking, who is talking to? I am the incarnation of Vishnu. Of course, Jogamaya is playing this art. This is Jogamaya's wonderful. So then finally, after bragging a lot, then just to show this, he said, it is not a big deal. My brother broke it. We broke this kind of bows thousands of times in our childhood. Then Parashuram also noticed there is a Vishwamitra is their guru. So he understood something must be mysterious that I'm not aware. So then he pulled out his Vaishnava Dhanu, which is more powerful than Haradhanu, Shiva's Dhanu. So then he said, let me see. Pull the string of this bow. Ram, pull the string. Just like this little boy does, Ram did it. Parashuram was shocked. It is impossible, except Narayan can, nobody else can do. So he understood, this is my Lord, origin. Because Parashuram is not a Vishnu Tattva, he's a Shaktavesh avatar. I hope you all know that. So then means he was empowered, Bhagavat Shakti, to destroy the uncivilized Kshatriyas. So then Ram says, okay, I pull the string, but now I have to release it. In order to release, there is two things. Either you lose your power or this world will be destroyed. Which one you prefer? So then Ram said, Parashuram said, my Lord, you have appeared to perform this Leela. Destroying this world will hamper you, disrupt your Leela. So please don't destroy. Let me lose my power. So from that day, Parashuram's power was withdrawn. And he is still in South India. Mahaprabhu met him as a Brahmana. And he has a wife also, Brahman, Brahmani. And they disguise. They are there. So but then Parashuram, full dandavat to Ram, in front of all these 10,000 that seeing it, Everybody was shocked. Wait. Parashuram is the warrior, the fighter. He is bowing down to this young boy. Who is this young boy? This is what started in the head of all those Kshatriyas. And they started, that means he's more powerful than Parashuram. Who is this Ram? So it's very nice. Parashuram established Ram's power. There's so many stories of all this. was interesting. When Lord Ram, after everything is over, how he came, maybe, actually there's many past times. I'm just thinking like how to escape. Let me see. Okay. I'm just going to go to the last part probably. Because of the time. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go just once. Okay. Sorry, because of the time, I'm going to just speed up. These are all itself is a lot of lesson to be learned. Killing Bali, giving Hanuman the ring, and uniting. This is Hanuman crossing the ocean. Ram Lakshman. Here is Hanuman finds Sita Devi in the Asoka forest. And the ocean god, Samudra Dev, gives. And the bridge is built. The battle begins. Garuda saves Ram and Lakshman from the snake weapons. Kumbhakarna. And the final battle where Ram finishes. Of course, there's a nice lesson to be learned. Vibhishan, if we have time, we can talk that. Because it's very relevant to our life. Even recently, Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Thakur made a very nice point on that also. And Mother Sita Devi was tested many times. That's also another few questions also I made, but I'll go to Kakbushundi. Okay, I'll go to here because of the time. Okay.